Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Building dynasties in the NFL. It sounds almost like, well, ancient history, doesn't it? Thinking about those legendary runs, you know, the Steelers in the 70s, the 49ers, the Patriots, they felt almost mythical, built on iconic players. Sure, brilliant coaching, definitely. Maybe even a little bit of magic. But what if that magic isn't quite so intangible anymore? What if the secret ingredient for the next big NFL dynasty isn't just talent or intuition, but something powered by, well, data, algorithms?
Yeah, we had a listener share a whole stack of really interesting sources all about artificial intelligence, AI, and how it's creeping into the NFL. So our mission for this deep dive, like always, is to unpack this stuff together, figure out what AI is actually doing in the league right now, and ask that big question. Could it really be the key to building a sustained winner in a league that's basically designed to stop that from happening?
It's a fascinating question. And yeah, the sources really get into it. AI in football, it's way past just being a buzzword now. It's fundamentally changing how the game operates, both on the field and off, much more than you might think. Okay, so AI isn't, you know, putting on pads and a helmet, not yet anyway. Where are the sources saying it's really making its mark first?
Well, one of the biggest areas, and maybe the most important, is player health and safety. The whole approach is shifting. It's moving away from just reacting after an injury happens towards actively predicting and even preventing them. There's this key system they talk about, the digital athlete, developed with AWS. Think of it like creating a virtual twin for every single player. It pulls in just massive amounts of data. The sources mention something like 500 million data points per season.
Whoa, 500 million from what?
From wearable tech. You know, GPS trackers players wear, but also things like instrumented mouthguards.
Mouthguards collecting data. Seriously.
Yeah, measuring head impact forces, that kind of thing. And then the system takes all that data, runs millions of simulations based on game situations.
To figure out injury risk.
Exactly. It's constantly analyzing, predicting which players might be at higher risk for certain injuries based on their load, their movements, the impacts they take.
So having this digital twin, what does that actually do for a team day to day?
It means they can get really personalized. Specific prevention plans, adjusted training loads, tailored recovery strategies for each player. And all 32 teams have access to this base system. The payoff is pretty obvious, right? Keep your best players, your biggest investments, healthy and actually playing.
That makes sense. Huge competitive advantage if your stars stay on the field more than the other team's stars.
Exactly. And it's not just individual players. AI is even informing league-wide rule changes now. Like the new dynamic kickoff rule. Mm-hmm. That wasn't just a guess. It came partly from AI simulations. They ran something like 10,000 virtual seasons.
10,000 seasons.
Yeah, to see how different rules might affect injury rates and things like return frequency. Turns out they could potentially reduce injuries and get more returns. It's even guiding how equipment is designed now, making helmets and pads safer based on real impact data. And they've already used practice data analysis to tweak training camp schedules, leading to fewer lower body injuries.
Okay, so the league itself is using AI for safety, but the sources also mentioned individual teams are really pushing this further, right? Trying to get their own edge.
Oh, absolutely. That's where the real competitive drive kicks in. The Dallas Cowboys, for instance, are using AI wearables to track player fatigue almost in real time.
To know when to rest, guys.
Exactly, or adjust their training intensity. And the Patriots, their new facility, apparently uses AI for environmental controls, like temperature, lighting, optimizing recovery. It even helps automate things like sending out personalized schedules or updated playbook info directly to players' devices. These are serious investments.
Okay, so keeping players healthy, available, that's huge. But what about the X's and O's, the actual game plan? Is AI sitting in the coaching booth?
Well, not literally sitting there, but its influence is definitely growing. Yeah. The partnership the NFL has with AWS on next-gen stats, that's foundational. They've been processing, again, like 500 million data points each season just for NGS since 2017. Now AI is helping make sense of all that.
How so? What does that look like?
You actually see some of it on TV now. If you watch Prime Video games, their Prime Vision broadcast uses AI. It does things like predict which defenders might blitz before the snap, or it identifies the QB's prime targets based on pass plays and defensive linemen.
Huh. I've seen some of that stuff. Calculates probabilities for fourth downs, too, right?
That's exactly. It takes all that complex data and makes it understandable, even kind of cool, for fans watching at home.
That's neat for us viewers, but how does it help the coaches who are actually, you know, making the calls?
It saves them an incredible amount of time. AI systems can analyze game film way faster than humans. We're talking like 90% accuracy identifying players, 85% on recognizing formations. So instead of coaches spending hours and hours manually breaking down tape, AI can do a lot of that initial heavy lifting.
Frees them up for more strategic thinking.
Precisely. More time for actual coaching, game planning, working with players. Plus, teams use AI to simulate game scenarios against upcoming opponents. It helps analyze opponent tendencies in minute detail, find weaknesses, refine their own plays based on what the data suggests works best. It's like a super-powered analyst.
So it's not replacing the coach's gut feeling, but giving it more data to work with, supporting those tough calls.
Exactly. Augmenting intuition, providing data points for those crucial decisions, fourth downs, challenges, clock management. Making informed decisions under pressure is key.
Okay, health, strategy, that covers a lot. What about finding the players? Scouting always seems like such an art, the eye test and all that.
Yeah, but AI is starting to bring more science to that art, making it more objective, more efficient. The sources talk about AI virtual coaching assistants. These tools compare a prospect's college film and stats against huge databases of past NFL players.
Looking for hidden gems. Players who maybe don't fit the traditional mold that have statistical similarities to successful pros.
Right. Trying to find those guys who might get overlooked. Even the NFL Combine app now has an AI assistant built in. Scouts can just ask it questions in plain English about a player's stats or Combine results and get answers instantly instead of digging through spreadsheets for hours.
So Combine IQ, Draft IQ, those tools use AI too.
Yep. AWS power tools that turn all that testing data into predictive scores give real-time insights during the draft. It's like Moneyball on steroids.
Has this actually worked for anyone yet? Any examples in the sources of teams finding success with this AI-boosted scouting?
The big one they point to is the San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Exactly. The very last pick in the draft. But the sources suggest that the 49ers' really advanced data-heavy approach, likely involving AI, helped them see his potential where maybe others didn't, based purely on traditional scouting.
And look how that turned out.
It's a pretty compelling case study. And you see teams actively hiring for this too, like the Browns bringing in Nate Sturkin, who won the first big data bowl competition, specifically to lead their data science efforts.
So the idea isn't to replace scouts entirely.
No, not at all. It's about synergy. AI handles the massive data crunching, finds patterns, flags, potential guys. Then the human scouts add that vital context. You know, character, work ethic, how they interview, leadership potential, stuff AI just can't measure yet. Combining both makes the whole process stronger, maybe even helps reduce some old biases.
Okay, this AI stuff is touching players, coaches, scouts, pretty much the whole football operation. What about outside the lines? Us fans, the business side.
Yeah, it's definitely impacting the fan experience and how the league runs its business too. The NFL's partnership with Adobe is a good example. They're using AI to personalize content for fans much more. Tailored messages, highlights you might like. They even have Adobe Express templates with generative AI.
So I can make cool NFL graphics easily.
That's the idea. Make it easy for fans to create and share team-related content It builds loyalty, reaches younger fans, and ultimately helps the business.
And speaking of business, what about ticket prices?
Dynamic pricing. AI algorithms adjust ticket prices based on demand, opponent, even the weather, trying to maximize revenue and fill seats. One source mentioned it potentially boosts primary sales by maybe 1.6% or so.
And in the stadium itself.
Smart stadiums are becoming a thing. AI helps manage crowd flow, optimize staffing for concessions, directs you to the shortest bathroom line.
Okay, that I could use.
Right. It also enhances security with better camera analysis, maybe facial recognition. The Patriots are investing heavily in AI for their stadium's tech, like wayfinding apps and stuff.
And internally for the league's own operations.
They're using generative AI like Amazon Bedrock integrated with NextGen Stats to make finding media assets way faster. Imagine searching decades of footage. Now they can just type a question and find relevant clips in seconds.
That's huge for content creation.
Massive efficiency gain. And while these off-field uses don't directly impact scoring touchdowns, think about the resources they free up. Saving money on operations, generating more revenue. That money can be reinvested back into the football side, better facilities, more analysts, bigger scouting budgets. It all connects.
Right. It creates more resources to put towards winning.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like AI is everywhere in the NFL ecosystem now. Which brings us back, the big question. Can all of this, this web of AI applications, actually build the next NFL dynasty? Can it create that sustained dominance we talked about?
Well, according to the sources we looked at, the answer seems to be, yeah, quite possibly. It's not one magic AI tool, right? It's the accumulation, all these small advantages, these marginal gains across every single part of the organization.
Little edges adding up over time.
Exactly. And the money pouring into this space shows the belief is there. That global AI and sports market projected to hit almost $37 billion by 2033.
Wow, that's serious investment.
You don't spend that kind of money unless you think it delivers a real sustainable competitive edge. The sources argue that the team is making consistently slightly better decisions. Whether it's finding that undervalued player like Purdy, preventing one key injury, picking a slightly better play call, running their business a bit smarter, that creates a gap. And over years, that gap widens significantly.
Finding guys like Purdy with AI help is a perfect example, isn't it? That's how dynasties often sustain themselves, hitting on later round picks to manage the salary cap.
Absolutely. And in a league that tries so hard to enforce parity with the cap and the draft order, continuous innovation becomes the main way to stay ahead.
Yeah.
AI provides that analytical horsepower.
So what does a team need to do to really make this work, to actually use AI to build towards that kind of dynasty? It's not just buying software, is it?
No, definitely not. It takes a much deeper commitment. It needs a holistic approach, integrating AI thinking and tools across everything. Front office, coaching, medical, business ops. Everyone needs to be on board. Sort of an AI-first mindset, where data insights genuinely inform decisions. One source mentioned, you know, having data is one thing, but decision makers need to actually understand and use it.
So you need the infrastructure, right? The tech to handle all that data.
For sure. Robust data systems, partners like NetApp for storage. And you absolutely need the right people. Data scientists, AI specialists, like the Browns hiring that big Data Bowl winner.
But it sounds like the biggest hurdle might be culture.
That's often the key. You need a country that embraces data, isn't afraid to try new things, and gets the football guys and the data guys talking and collaborating effectively. And that takes strong leadership from the top owner, GM really championing it, providing resources, and managing that change, because there can be resistance.
Yeah, I can imagine that cultural shift being tough in football. So, okay, AI offers this powerful path, but it's not all smooth sailing. What are the downsides, the risks the sources brought up?
There are definitely some important challenges and ethical questions raised. Data privacy is a big one, especially with all this sensitive player health and biometric data from things like the digital athlete.
Who owns that data? How secure is it?
Exactly. Could it be used against players in contract talks or to make roster cuts? Managing that properly, protecting player privacy, maintaining trust, that's crucial. And the tech is moving faster than the rules around it sometimes. Then there's the risk of bias in the AI itself.
How so?
Well, if the AI models are trained on historical data that reflects past biases, maybe in scouting evaluations or play calling tendencies, the AI could end up just reinforcing those biases or even making them worse.
So it could unfairly evaluate certain types of players.
Potentially, yeah. That's why transparency is important, what they call explainable AI. People need to understand why the AI suggests something, not just accept a black box recommendation. If it feels unfair or arbitrary, that's a problem for the game's integrity.
Makes sense. And what about the human element? Are we heading towards coaches just reading plays off an AI printout, players becoming robots?
The sources strongly push back against that idea. They emphasize that AI is a tool to augment human capabilities, not replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Things like leadership, motivating players, understanding team dynamics, adapting to the chaos of a live game, that coach's intuition. AI can't do that stuff.
So AI provides the analysis, but humans provide the wisdom, the execution.
That's the idea. AI crunches the numbers, finds the patterns, suggests possibilities. But humans make the final call, manage the personalities, execute the plan. And let's be honest, a lot of what makes football great is that unpredictable human drama, right? The clutch moments, the mistakes, the emotion. Relying too heavily on AI could maybe flatten that out a bit.
So the winning formula isn't just AI, it's the combination, getting the best out of both the tech and the people.
Exactly. Mastering that synergy between AI's analytical power and human strategic genius, leadership, and emotional intelligence, that seems to be the path forward.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, it's clear AI is changing the NFL landscape in really profound ways, from player health and scouting right through to game strategy and even how you, the listener, experience football.
And that potential to actually build a dynasty, using AI to stack up those marginal gains across the entire organization,
Yeah. That
seems very real. It looks like the direction things are headed.
So the future of NFL dominance, it feels like it's going to be this fascinating mix of human ambition and drive, blended with sophisticated machine intelligence, all working together.
It really does feel like a whole new era for the sport.
And maybe we can leave you with this thought to chew on. The NFL is built on parity, right? Salary cap, draft order, all designed to keep teams relatively close. But if investing heavily and wisely in AI creates significant lasting advantages for some teams over others, how does the league handle that? What does fair competition even look like when some teams have vastly more powerful analytical tools than others? Something to think about. Thanks for diving deep into the world of AI and the NFL with us today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.